Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Are you concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50. Now, protecting your eyes is easier, thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Severe heat stretching across the Midwest and Northeast today, and in western states, wildfires are the threat. Two blazes forcing evacuations in New Mexico.
Flames and thick smoke moved into the town of Rio Doso like a monster arriving. 83-year-old Frank Loya says he knew this time was different and they had to go. He could feel his body's fear response when he saw the wall of flames.
We have been through several fires in the 19 years we've been there. None of them was fierce like this one.
He and his wife don't know if they have a home anymore. They're waiting for news in a Red Cross shelter. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Texas, residents can already feel the impact of Alberto, the first named storm of the hurricane season. It's gaining strength in the warm waters of the Gulf. Russia's president in North Korea signing a NATO-like agreement with North Korea to aid the other if either country faces aggression. His first visit to North Korea in 24 years. This is ABC News. Intense heat blamed for the deaths of hundreds of people attending this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Muslims are required to make that pilgrimage at least once in their lifetime. Anti-fossil fuel protesters deface England's ancient Stonehenge site.
Two activists from the Just Stop Oil Group sprayed orange powder paint on the prehistoric monoliths while onlookers shouted no and ran to intervene. Several of the iconic stones dating back to the Neolithic period were splattered. Police arrived and arrested two individuals. The attack came just a day before the summer solstice is celebrated at the World Heritage Site. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Archaeologists in Spain say they've unearthed the oldest wine ever found. The reddish-brown liquid was found in a glass urn inside a Roman tomb. Lab tests determined it was made from white grapes 2,000 years ago. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76, visit staples.com/print for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. An arm found on a beach in Illinois is confirmed to have belonged to Sade Robinson. A 19-year-old Milwaukee woman was killed and dismembered in early April. Her body parts were found around Milwaukee County prior to the location of her arm along Lake Michigan in Waukegan last month. Lake County Coroner's Office in Illinois announced Tuesday DNA testing confirmed the arm found on the beach belonged to Robinson. Maxwell Anderson has been charged in her death and dismemberment. 16 fires in 3 hours. That's what the Milwaukee Fire Department had to deal with Tuesday morning at 11 different locations on the city's northwest side. Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky.
So we would respond. We would get to the alley. We would discover numerous garbage carts on fire running down the alley or numerous buildings involved.
Lipsky says whoever set the fires put entire city neighborhoods at risk.
The areas that whoever is responsible for this has chosen is uniquely susceptible to fire spread, given the close spacing of these homes.
No one was hurt, but several families have been displaced by the fires, which are being investigated as a case of arson. We're not even halfway through the year, and Wisconsin has already surpassed its total tornado count from last year. The latest confirmed twister added to the list happened Monday morning in Colby, where an EF0 tornado touched down. The number of tornadoes in the state in 2024 is now at 24. The 2023 total of 21 was surpassed last month, and the current total has overtaken Wisconsin's annual average of 23 tornadoes within a calendar year. National Weather Service data shows the year with the greatest number of tornadoes in the state was 2005, when 62 were confirmed. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62. For Friday, showers and storms, a high near 80. Saturday, showers and storms, 83. Currently, 69 degrees.
If you are like me, a little reprieve from the markets at midweek is kind of refreshing. I would also point out that today was one of those rare days when I understood exactly what the markets did and exactly why. The markets are closed, but AgriTalk is live and open for business. Live from Nobody Else Is at Work Today Day via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's wall-to-wall Bubba. Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com and I will chat it up on the matters that matter to you. I'm outstanding conversationalist and professional broadcaster Davis Michelson. Welcome to AgriTalk, everybody. So glad you decided to take some time and listen in today, either on your favorite ag radio station or your preferred digital device. AgriTalk, we're live right now. Now, Chip is in transit. We spoke yesterday, and I offered it up and said, bro, if I said I'll handle the shows tomorrow, which is today, what would you do? He was going to go fishing in Louisiana. But I know for a fact that he had a thing going in Oklahoma. I don't know how he's going to swing this, but he'll be back tomorrow live, and we'll get to the bottom of it then. In the meantime, a great conversation with Bubba this afternoon is about to happen. I mean, I was talking to him just a little bit before the show. My man, as usual, is fired up. He's got things that he wants to say, and I want to hear it. I really do. I want to talk. Okay, one of the things we got to talk about is this Saudis and the petrodollar, okay? I want to talk about the jobs report because something is a little bit off. You see the ads for help wanted, but something just doesn't quite add up. We'll talk to Bubba about that. We got to talk about the dollar. Maybe we can, I don't know if he's been watching the EU election results. We got a Bank of America survey here says we're going to investors will continue to pour into U.S. equities. I've heard the opposite case made as well for a 30, perhaps 40% downside correction in the stocks. We'll see what Bubba makes of it. And then we'll just see where the conversation goes. Of course, I do want to pick his brain a little bit on how you beloved farmers should be thinking about your marketing. Is there something to do? Is there nothing to do? Sometimes that is the legit choice, is just to wait and do nothing. But since the markets are closed today, everything is closed today, we're going to get just a little bit outside the circle and just add a little bit more color to some of these issues, and hopefully it'll give you something to think about by the time we're all finished. We're never going to get to finished if I don't start with the news here. USDA said 27% of the U.S. winter wheat crop was harvested as of June 16. That's 13 points ahead of the five-year average pace. The quick harvest ramped up harvest hedge pressure in wheat futures Monday and follow-through selling weighed on the market again yesterday. July soft red winter wheat futures led the drop in wheat futures yesterday. Front month SRW posted a high range open and closed near session lows and at the lowest level since April 19. Wheat bears are targeting support at the April 18 low of 550. Spring wheat crop conditions of 76% good to excellent as of June 16 were up 4 points from the previous week. On yesterday's close, July HRW wheat futures were 4¾ cents lower at $6.75. July SRW wheat down 9½ cents to 582. July spring wheat closed at 6.32¾, down 5¾ cents. Watching that, those wheat crop conditions, Chip was highlighting the poor to very poor, which really doesn't give us a whole lot to be afraid of. Okay. All right. There are spots, of course. But I agree. We do need to keep an eye on that poor to very poor as much as the good to excellent categories on crop conditions. December corn futures got back most of what was lost Monday and posted an inside trading day with the low range open and a high range close yesterday. Slight deterioration in the U.S. corn crop gets some of the credit for Tuesday's short covering. USDA rates 72% of the crop in good to excellent condition, down 2 points from the previous week. Traders also pointed to good demand for U.S. corn in the export and ethanol markets. The weather forecast is a mixed bag with some stress potentially developing in the eastern corn belt. July corn futures today 6¼ cents higher at 450 even. September corn up 5¾ to 455¾. December corn futures closed at 467¾, up 4¾ cents. USDA says 70% of the U.S. bean crop is in good to excellent condition. That's down 2 points from the previous week, but did very little to support new crop bean prices yesterday. Old crop beans found more support from uncertainty about Brazil's export tax scheme and from reports that lawmakers are urging EPA to increase bio-based diesel mandates for 2026. November soybean futures opened a slightly lower and spiked support at Monday's low. Prices rallied to moderately higher levels yesterday and then fell back to close low range, but above the opening range. July soybean futures were 16¼ cents higher at 11.74. August beans up a dime to 11.56. November beans closed at 11.32. That's up 1¾ cents on the day. December cotton today was 99 points higher. December cotton yesterday was 99 points higher at 72.76. A downside again yesterday, even with the boxed beef market higher on strong morning movement. Traders generally expect the cash market to ease from last week's all-time high. August fat cattle today were 70 cents lower at 182.10. August feeders down $1.37½ to 259.95. And on the snout side, June lean hogs today $1.60 lower. June lean hogs yesterday $1.60 lower, 93.77½. October hogs up 17½ to 78.40. Again, markets were closed today, and it's even got your beloved newsman a little bit twisted up. Let's bring in Bubba. Todd, good afternoon, buddy. We appreciate you spending some time with us. This is the time when you would normally talk about what's going on in the markets here. How you doing?
I want to know who's more handsome, you or me.
I don't know that we have a way to measure that, because I feel like you and I have set the bar so high, you know, for masculinity, for handsomeness, for personal style, even. That's an element. I don't know if we can measure. We don't have the technology, Bubba.
Okay, I'll let that go. But I do want to ask the audience a question, okay? Just so they can think about it while we're talking and maybe somebody will respond.
Yeah.
But I want to know if anybody out there has been approached to sell their farmland and to sell it for maybe more than it may be worth today. Because, you know, I have a theory, right? I've given you that theory in the past. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if my theory is correct, because I believe it to be correct. And I have a lot of concerns about it, but I would like to hear from those on the combine, those that are listening. I'd like to know if anybody has approached you to sell your farm then. Okay. Can I do that?
Absolutely. You can. We would love it if you would call in. Geez, I haven't even said the phone number in so long. 855-4-TALK-AG. That's 855-4-TALK-AG. We've got Sam back in the booth.
Is that 855-4-TALK-AG?
855-4-TALK-AG. Yeah, that's okay. The one. We've got Sam in the booth there. He'll pick up the phone and, either relay your response or, heck, we can get you on the air too. I mean, we might as well, right, Bubs?
I would love to hear, because, you know, I have a theory. And I'm very upset with what's going on. Very upset with things that I'm watching. I'm very upset for farmers, because the farmers and producers are getting the triple whammy, because their inputs continue to rise, their output continues to fall, and of course their legislation and the things that are not favoring them by the
way.
See
how it's already started. We'll be back with Bubba.
We all know the expression, make hay while the sun shines. Well, by the look of things, the sun is starting to shine on interest rates again, which means it's a great time to team up with a lender that knows the business of farming, FDN Finance. With flexible terms and rates and pre-qualification for farmland loans up to $3 million for qualified applicants, you can trust FBN Finance to shed light on your ideas to expand your farming operation. And right now, get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions may apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
The Dirt with me, Mike Howell. An economics podcast where I present the down and dirty agronomic science to help grow crops and bottom lines. Inspired by economics.com, farming's go-to informational resource, I'm here to break down the latest crop nutrition research, news, and issues, helping farmers make better business decisions through actionable insights. Let's dig in.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So closer, I want to be. So much waiting for me. Yeah, I
want
to
go outside, I
want to
be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Retire.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
And you are listening to AgriTalk. In fact, right now we are live on this Wednesday afternoon. Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com is my guest today. 855-4-TALK-AG, 855-4-TALK-AG. Bubba, come on back in here, because we did get a call from Central Nebraska just that fast. We were not into the break that far. Nebraska. Help us with what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're even talking about, bro. Lay it out here for us, please.
Well, we all have heard in the past about the Chinese 100-year plan to basically take over the world, right? Have you heard about that?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I keep watching the grain markets. I keep watching, and I'm watching Bill Gates accumulate. Bill Gates is the largest individual owner of farmland in the world. Okay. And I'm watching what's going on. And of course, we have all this illegal immigration, and there's a lot of Chinese that are coming in illegally through the borders, through the southern border. And I have a theory that China is trying to keep the prices down in grains to force farmers out of business, to force them to sell their land, because that is basically, if you're a farmer, your entire life savings is basically the land that you own. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's so fair. I am under the impression that the Chinese are trying to force the prices so low that farmers will be forced to liquidate their land, and they will liquidate it to the Chinese. We already know that the largest pork producer in the world is who? Oh, it's Smithfield Foods, which is owned by who? Oh, the Chinese. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we know one thing for sure. Whoever controls the food supply controls the world. So that is my theory. I could be wrong, but
and we do know, and this has been a story for quite a while, China, there were reports that their soil was contaminated with cadmium and other sorts of carcinogens and things like that. You know, and then we get the stories out just a few years later. Hey, China's going to try and, you know, they're making moves. They're keeping more urea at home. They're trying to grow more domestic food products there. Maybe it's not working out. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I do know that the actual, if you look at the history of markets, and you look at what's going on in the grain markets, the population continues to grow, yet the demand or the pricing on grains continue to fall. Okay. And it's been unbelievably ugly overall if you're a grain farmer, because prices I don't know the exact number, and certainly I'm sure you may know, or somebody out there knows, but you know, if you're in the prime area of soil and the prime area of growing, your inputs are obviously a little bit lower. But if you're a guy farming out in the Dakotas or in Minneapolis or wherever, you are not getting the same yield that they are getting, let's say, in Indiana or Iowa or Illinois.
Sure. Yeah.
So the input cost has got to be killing those farmers that don't have massive production.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the other side of that, and maybe this goes back to where you started, which is China is not afraid to slow walk their plans to make a glorious 100-year plan and just work it a little bit at a time. Baby steps here. But if they've got Brazilian production to rely on, I mean, until they run out, sure, they can give us the cold shoulder, but eventually aren't they going to have to come back to the U.S. for some imports? Well, who knows?
They
maybe sorghum, you know.
But they have to. But they can hold. They can continue to be sellers while they're being buyers. You know, there's ways to do things in the market structure to keep the weight down on the product and actually rise the cost of production. Which then again, really, what we're seeing, Davis, is the destruction of the free market system, where the markets decide, where the actual price discovery decides what things should be priced at. And it makes me sad to watch the destruction of where our money goes, all the money that's going to Ukraine, the cold shoulder to Israel, the way that things are going. And you know that the squad, for example, they're trying to get into what we call globalism, which is to really destroy the worldwide middle class and go back to or go to a two-party or a two-class system, which is the wealthy and the poor. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that concerns me. Now, again, for me personally, listen, I'm old. It will not have an effect on me personally, but it will affect my children. It will affect my grandchildren. It'll affect your children. And I'm very concerned about that because certainly I would love to see the country and the United States of America, which could be totally freestanding. We do not need anybody if we want to stand alone as an island. The only thing we are missing in the United States is some of the rare earth materials. And certainly, since we have some of the smartest scientists and the smartest engineers in the world, I'm sure we could figure out a way around that. And I'm getting very nervous when I watch the outflow going to other countries other than the United States, because this is our home and this is our place. And we do not, we no longer truly have either freedom, which goes back to the Patriot Act, after 9/11, and we don't have the free speech, and we're seeing our stuff being totally destroyed piece at a time. And to me, it looks like now they're going after the farmers. And if you ever heard the name of Martin Niemöller, it's a poem that was written and it's in various versions, but it was first they came for the trade unionists. I wasn't a trade unionist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the Protestants. I wasn't a Protestant, so I did nothing. The long and the short of this, Davis, is that when they finally come for you, there'll be nobody left to help protect you. And that concerns me as an American.
Yeah, that is concerning. Well, and the journalists go first. Let's not forget the journalists. That's me. That's me, baby. That's your old pal.
But at least you're a fair journalist. You know, again, we, unfortunately, when you go back in history and you go back to, you know, Walter Cronkite and Huntley and Brinkley, they reported the news. They didn't report their opinion on what the news was or what they wanted you to think. They weren't brainwashing Americans. Mm-hmm. Today, if you sit on one side of the aisle, you look at these channels. If you sit on the other side of the aisle, you watch these channels. Right. And I think that is a sad state of affairs that we only give Americans two choices. Like we know, listen, I'm not going to talk politics, but RFK is running, right?
Yeah.
Now, he can't get on all 50 states because of the regulations. So they've really destructed, and you have the fighting between the Republicans and the Democrats, okay, which both sides are criminals as far as I'm concerned, but that's another story. But the third party cannot get on all 50 states. It's very difficult. And it's kind of like Coke and Pepsi, okay? Yeah. You get a choice of Coke or you get a choice of Pepsi because they both advertise for each other, even when they're bashing one another, but you don't get no RC Cola. And that bothers me.
Huh. That is very interesting. I did not know that a third party candidate would struggle to show up on the ballot at in all 50 states. That does seems like there's an imbalance there.
You need something like 125,000 legitimate signatures in each state. Now, you know how hard it is to get that done?
Each state. Wow. Yeah. I'm not sure there are that many people in Nebraska, are there? I'm sorry, Nebraska. I love you.
No, I love Nebraska. And if my buddy John, the poker player, is listening, I'm saying hello and I'm going to kick your ass next time I see you in the poker room.
I believe you will, too. Hey, now, and I wonder about this sort of Chinese thing and who's watching out for us. We're in this country and throughout Europe. There's been a move away from common sense. Some people call it a woke movement. Lots of different terms for it. I have a few choice words for it myself. It seems like, it's been big news. The European Union has voted out a lot of the liberal parties. And I feel like maybe it started clear in Argentina with Milei. And then we got Mexico, electing a woman president. Things might be shifting though. Dude, do you think?
I agree, and I think we will truly find out in November here, but certainly people around the globe are getting sick and tired of putting their hard-earned money in to support those who don't want to work, those who want to sit on their couch and eat bonbons and not do what it takes to be successful. You know, the United States, we were built by capitalists. We were built by farmers. Mm-hmm. Okay. The country never ran better than when the farmers were in office and when they were running their farms. Of course, obviously, technology has changed a lot of the world, and I get that part. But we do not have strong leadership that is really in the favor of the middle class and the average person. And to me, that is a shame, and they should be slapped in the head for treating the average person like they do.
855-482-5524. Call us on AgriTalk and talk to Bubba.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. A great white shark is scary. What's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 4¾ cents lower at $6.75 a cent yesterday. July SRW wheat yesterday down 9½ cents to 582. Remember, the markets are closed today. July corn futures 6¼ cents higher at 450. December corn futures closed at 467¾. That's up 4¾ cents. Yesterday, July beans were 16¼ cents higher at 11.74. November beans closed at 11.32. That's up 1¾ cents. December cotton today, 99 points higher, 72.76. There's that today again. It was yesterday. August fat cattle, 70 cents lower, 182.10. August feeders off $1.37½ to 259.95. And July lean hogs yesterday, $1.60 lower, 93.77½. Get more. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that the first June Dairy Month was celebrated in Wisconsin in 1939? Dairy Month was intended to showcase the national dairy industry in the face of drastic milk surpluses and plummeting milk prices. In 1944, Dairy Month was celebrated to promote dairy as vital to victory during World War II. Cheesemakers produce over 600 varieties, types, and styles of cheese. This message is brought to you by Wisconsin Credit Union. 14 locations to serve you. WisconsinCU.org. Wisconsin Credit Union, where they say, we belong to you.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at WisconsinCU.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid-70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62. For Friday, showers and storms, a high near 80. Saturday, showers and storms, 83.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk. And thanks for tuning in today to AgriTalk, everyone. We do appreciate your time. I'm your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone. Chip and Big Apple Joe are en route, so it's up to me and Sam to keep her out of the rhubarb. And we brought along Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. Todd, it's been a great conversation so far. The phone lines lit up during the break, baby. Nice work.
You got to do what you got to do, baby. You got to get it going. And by the way, markets were open today, not the ag markets, but the equities were open and the financial markets were open till noon Central Time. Because they trade electronically. And I don't think we're that far away from having 24/7 trading forever. Okay.
Whoa.
You're
going to drop a bomb like that.
Well, you can kind of see it happening. I've been doing this. This is my 45th year as a trader. Okay. And when I first started trading, obviously markets were open 8:30 to 3 o'clock Central Time. The grains opened at 9:30. The bonds opened at 7 o'clock. And of course, then they made some changes and they went to more electronic stuff. So they eliminated the floors. They eliminated the market makers. And if you're watching, for example, in the cryptocurrency world, they do trade 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't think we're that far away because, of course, the greed of the exchanges, because when they went from profit to non-profit, now opens the door, because if everything's electronic, nobody's got to get up to be there. And of course, right, we are global markets now, which is why the markets were open electronically today to facilitate London. So that's what I would suspect in markets, including grains and agriculture and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. That's an interesting thought. Sam, do we still have Luke on the line? Hello, Luke. We got Luke. Bubba, Luke wanted you to talk about cotton just a little bit. Do you mind talking a little cotton for us?
I don't mind talking cotton at all.
Yeah, how do you like it?
I think cotton is probably a pretty good buy down around this 70 cent level here. It had obviously a big run. We came up from, around 49 cents, back a couple of years ago. Had a big run and it got, well over a buck, and then suddenly the bottom fell out, and I really thought, and I'll give full disclosure, I really thought that when they hit around 78, 79 cents, I thought that was a pretty good area to look at. And then suddenly the bottom continued to fall. But remember, we were up as high as about $1.60 back in 22. Okay. And I think now this could be part of the same issue that I'm talking about the Chinese, but at the end of the day, to me, we look like we're trying to find a bottom and searching here around 70 cents. I would much rather be a buyer than a seller. And I have been a buyer. I have been nibbling at buying some corn down here. It certainly looks ugly, but again, markets, when they look their worst, are usually the time to buy, because they've cleaned out all of the sellers who wanted to panic or couldn't take the pressure anymore. Obviously, we've had some issues over the years, but I think cotton looks pretty good, and certainly I would like to be a buyer in here. But if you're a cotton farmer or cotton grower, I would certainly advise you to always be hedged anyways. One of the things I'm a big believer in, whether it be equities or whether it be farm products, there's different goals for both, because if you're hedging your crop, you're hedging just to get out. If you're hedging your equity portfolio, you're hedging to add on and compound it. So again, I think that from the first question, I think that we're bottoming, and I would love to be a buyer of corn, which I have been, and I'd be looking to add on to it. I think there's a much greater probability of seeing a rally than a continued sell-off. And of course, obviously trying to time that is really a fool's errand, but certainly if you have the stomach to hold on to it and you have the capital to hold on to it, I would certainly be a buyer in here.
Cotton was up yesterday. I'm looking at the DEIS 24 up 99 points yesterday to 72.76. Do you feel like it's a good thing to marketing year on cotton marketings right now? Should we be getting something done on next new crop
Well, I think what you have to remember is that, you know, other than some of the small changes of backwardation and contango that we go through in the commodity space, if you're going to protect or try to hedge, you have to use the near term, because when you go into the commodities, there's not enough liquidity going out into the new calendar year. So I think you have to hedge here and look for the movement, because the movements are typically similar. Whether prices are different, that doesn't really matter, because the price fluctuation will be very similar. So you'll get the same benefit of hedging, you know, December cotton in 2024, even though you're trying to look into the 2025 marketing year.
Okay, very good. Let's kind of bring it back to the U.S. economy. No, let's go to the stock market. I want to do this first, because in the intro, I teased this just a little bit, and I know which way that you have argued. There are those who say the stock market's just going to continue to climb, just keep piling in. Others are looking for as much as a 30, maybe a 40% downside correction in the stock market. Can you think of scenarios that might make, now they'd have to be exclusive, obviously, but that could make either case true?
Well, I listen, we are going up, and it certainly doesn't make a lot of sense that we can rise, but they have gone up, and they've gone up based on the thought that there's going to be rate cuts, which I don't believe they're going to be. I think that we're missing the much bigger picture. You know, I think if you go back and you look at the 80s, okay, and you look at 87 to be exact, mm-hmm. okay, markets were out of control going higher, and there was a lot of warning signs that continued to be ignored, and suddenly the markets got clobbered. You go back into the internet bubble of the 90s and into the early 2000s, and markets were going up like they weren't going to ever go down again, and we heard the same stories, and suddenly out of nowhere, boom, they collapsed the NASDAQ plus the rest of the market. And of course, we saw what happened in 2008. Right now, it's factual. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. There are over 600 regional banks that are admitting to problems. Okay. And they have now started to create new derivatives on new derivatives. Okay. And so now we're seeing the same kind of situation we saw in 2008, which the real cause of the collapse was the creation of derivatives among derivatives. Okay. And when you start leveraging out all these derivatives, if they don't keep going up, eventually they collapse. And I think we're in the same situation. Now, I'm not going to tell you when I think the collapse is going to happen, because I have no idea. Okay. Sure. That would be a fool's errand. But I do believe that we're looking for a 50 to 70% haircut. Oh. And it would be hard to believe that will happen before the election. Election years are typically 65% of the time they are higher. And again, other than 2008, I can't remember another election in my lifetime that was lower. So again, we could continue, because of course you said it best yourself. The buyers keep coming. Okay. Yeah. Now they're not coming in full strength. Volumes have been very light. We haven't seen a dramatic amount of activity. Volatility continues to fall. But eventually what that really means is we are getting very complacent, and it is very easy to say, well, let me just put the money in the stock market because it's going up.
Right.
And of course, what happens eventually is everybody panics at the same time because they start to fall. You know, it's no different than being on the short side of the market, Davis. You know, as a pit trader, if everybody was long and we all felt the market was supposed to continue higher, suddenly the market stopped going higher. And of course, then the panic and the selling came in. Well, the same happens on the buy side. Everybody's long or everybody's short. Eventually, they stop going in that direction, and then you start to see the panic. And I would expect no different this time. The only issue is that we cannot time that. We cannot predict that. The economy is in very bad shape. And I would love for anybody to tell you or call you or tweet you, say that I'm wrong. Okay. But I say the economy is in very bad shape. I say that the middle class itself is in a recession. Okay. Mm-hmm. I say that we are allowing government to create too much regulation to help the bigger companies. You know, with all the talking about the rich don't pay enough taxes, tax rate, all the BS that they put out there. In the meantime, they have regulated markets. They have regulated companies, where there is never going to be a company that can compete with Google. There's never going to be another company that can compete with Meta. Why? Because the regulations have become so stringent that nobody has enough capital to be able to come in and be a competitor of theirs. Mm-hmm. So the economy itself is very bad. The jobs are very bad. We're creating, since 2021, 66% of jobs have gone to illegal immigrants. Only 33% have gone to Americans. They are not good jobs that they're creating. The JOLTS report, which many have heard of or may not have heard of, but it's the job openings report that they report once a month. Okay. That is a false report, because if you leave your ad in the paper or you leave your stuff with people to say that you're hiring, it shows that there is jobs. But we have seen an uptick in unemployment. The most amount of jobs that have been created over the last 4 years have been government jobs, which means that the taxpayer gets to pay the bill. Okay. Right. And of course, every jobs number, actually not every, but 18 out of the last 21 jobs numbers have been revised lower.
Well, that's a scary scenario, and not the kind of setup that we want to be talking about. The most recent U.S. retail sales was up a tenth of a point month over month in May. A lot of that went to increases were in sporting goods, hobby, musical instruments, and books, clothing, gasoline station sales off, furniture store sales down. It's an interesting mix here. We need to get to talking about the markets after this. We've still got some questions from callers, but let's make sure and get these markets covered. I mean, it is AgriTalk after all, markets or no. It's your pal, Davis Michelson, AgriTalk.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that in 1890, the nation's first dairy school was created at UW-Madison? That year, Stephen Babcock created the milk fat test that allowed dairymen to determine which cows produced the richest milk, the best for cheese making. That test is still used today, and UW-Madison remains the country's top dairy science department. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Security Financial Bank, serving Wisconsin's dairy industry for over 80 years. Visit sfbank.com for more information. Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
At SFB Security Financial Bank, our agricultural relationship managers don't just know about banking. They possess hands-on experience in the agriculture industry. With long-term expertise and first-hand knowledge of the industry, our staff has your agricultural banking needs covered. Contact us today to learn how we can help. Security Financial Bank, Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, and River Falls. Member FDIC.
Part of you. We're doing conservation programs with the USDA. We've been doing no-till, nutrient management, and we do cover crops on the no-till stuff. These practices are really paying off. Our sugar beets have gone from 18 ton to we're pushing 35 to 40 ton now. When it all boils down to it, these USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America. You're squawking over $20 billion. It's investment into the future for everybody.
John Burke is the owner of Burke Family Farms, Bay City, Michigan. John, tell me about how you use USDA conservation programs at your farm.
Well, over the years, we've been in numerous different programs, from the Conservation Security Program to the EQIP programs. We even had some local watershed programs. You know, we started reducing our tillage 30 years ago. So, you know, it was kind of an expensive process back then. So it was really nice to have some funding there from the USDA to kind of help cover some of them costs.
Absolutely. So staying consistent in the conservation effort is important in your practice, right?
Right. To stay in it consistently, it's very expensive. So, you know, a lot of farmers will jump in and out of these programs because, you know, they get funding for a year or two and the funding disappears. So they really don't see a big benefit in a couple of years of cover cropping. You know, it takes 4, 5, 6 years sometimes before you see a huge benefit.
What is the status of that funding that's available through the IRA and other conservation programs? Is that funding in danger now?
From what I understand, yes, it is. If you're worried about climate change, this is how we protect the climate, is by sequestering that carbon. And we can do that very easily with no-till and cover crop. And if we stay in business, we can protect the climate. We can provide food at a cheaper price. Because if the farmers are not here in the U.S., what's our alternatives for food? You have to go across the pond somewhere and buy it.
Right. Food security is national security. That is John Burke, Burke Family Farms in Bay City, Michigan.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Ty Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. We're wrapping up with Todd Bubba Horowitz from BubbaTrading.com. Just a little bit more time. I definitely want to, we're going to go straight here. Potential for hot and dry weather through key grain filling period here in the United States predicted. Todd, let's make it practical for the farmers listening in. It's been a hot start to the summer, but I mean, it's summer, you know, so that's a thing. But, how should people be, be thinking, at least in your mind, about marketing corn and beans at this point?
Don't ask me. I've been wrong. I've been wrong. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I didn't think cattle could go any higher. It continues to go higher. I thought hogs would go higher. They continue to go lower. I thought the grains would find a bottom and go higher. They continue to be under pressure. Mm-hmm. Look, the bottom line is for every marketing plan should include hedging and hedging the proper way so that you never give up the potential upside of the market. I do think we're going to get a rally at some point here, whether it'll be a dead cat bounce and just a rally just because they've been selling them off. I mean, and I bought wheat the other day. I bought more wheat the other day. And of course, they continue to destroy it and make it even cheaper. And of course, make my equity even less. But, you know, look, I can't. This is where I run into a logic problem. It doesn't make sense. We're using more food. We've got more people. And yet prices continue to go lower. Grocery prices continue to go higher. So somewhere there's a disconnect between the producer and the grocery store. But of course, like in every other event, the American citizen gets screwed. That's the bottom line, because the farmers are getting screwed on their end and the consumer is getting screwed on their end. And who's taking and stealing all the money?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. Yes. I'll leave that rhetorical. Let's talk interest rates just a little bit. We were talking to Vince Maloney the other day.
Huh? They're going higher. I don't care I don't care what they tell you. I don't care what the Fed talks about, because originally they promised 5 or 6 rate cuts for this year. Now they're down to maybe 1, which is not even going to happen unless it's political or we are truly going into a recession. Okay, that they're going to admit to. We already know we're in a recession. First of all, this is kind of what we open with. There's not a free market. Why is the Federal Reserve involved in the stock market or any other market market and asset classes will price themselves through price discovery. So, but it based on the current numbers, based on what's going on in the economy, interest rates cannot go lower. They can only go higher or stay where they are. And it is my opinion that they will go higher unless it's a political move or there's a true recession depression on the horizon.
See, and that's what I was sort of curious about. it was Dr. Vince Malanga the other day. Miracles can happen in an election year. We're waiting on a farm bill, dude. I'm sure you've heard about that, and it's just back and forth and back and forth. We can't get any traction. Same deal here with interest rates. Miracles can happen in election years. Do you foresee any potential miracles coming up ahead?
Well, I don't know if there will be, because there is one thing about the miracle that you might think might happen, but mm-hmm. because I won't say his name, but the current president hung out the current chair to dry mm-hmm. when they were waiting mm-hmm. to reconfirm him. There may be a little bit of anger issues there. And there is the government has no real control over the Federal Reserve. They are an independent and a private organization. Okay. We're started by four criminals, Paul Warburg, the Rothschild family, Rockefeller and Morgan. But other than that, they can't really, if Powell wants to cut, he can cut to help President Biden. If he doesn't want to cut, he cannot cut, but certainly they're not going to do anything because of the economy, because if it's as strong as they would like you to believe, right. And since more Americans are at full credit card limit debt and paying the minimum, I can't imagine that we have a strong economy. But if they want to continue to sell that lie, then they cannot cut rates.
I've got a story here that says globally, 128,000 millionaires are expected to relocate in 2024. The U.S. is the top destination for these wealthy immigrants. Other favored locations include Japan, Singapore, the United Arab Emirates remains attractive for its zero income tax and luxury life. United States, despite what may be some struggles that we're facing right now.
Well, you still have some pretty good states, though. I mean, Texas, Las Vegas, Arizona. You know, this tax-free state still. So, you know, that's a big place to move. You see the exodus out of Illinois, the exodus out of New York, the exodus out of California. So, again, but certainly I have given some very serious thought myself to moving to Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah.
What stopped you?
Well, I mean, I still have my mother I want to take care of. And I, you know, when I go, if I leave the country, I ain't coming back. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, I got my mother who's 95, who I flew into Chicago because she was in the hospital. And now she's out and she's doing well. My son is still in Chicago, as you know. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. other than that, I would never come back to the state of Illinois. And yesterday I was driving around and I saw a minimum of 500 people with signs at stoplights begging for money.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. Why don't they get a job? Okay. If there's so many jobs available that they keep telling me, why are they panhandling and not getting a job?
That's a great question. Really good.
I got lots of good questions. You just don't let me ask them.
I know you do. I got a few myself. We're not going to have time. Here, let me throw this at you. McDonald's artificial intelligence drive-thru shut down in abject failure. They've been testing those since 2021. I feel like this is a piece of good news, don't you, Bubba?
I think it's great news. I think it's sad that there's a rumor and a potential chance that McDonald's will pull out of California.
Yeah. That would be scary, but could you blame them?
No. I mean, Rubio's.
I don't know how you make money there.
They already closed down. I mean, they're not. Listen, you cannot price business out of business. Okay. Again, you cannot force higher wages and things that don't work to put a company out of business. And let's face it, you know, I don't know how much time we got, but like the Subway, the chain of Subway. If you're an owner of a Subway, you need to own multiple Subways to make a living. You can't make a living off of one. And if you force wages higher and you force the cost of product higher, possible for them to make a living at all. And that's what we're seeing, the destruction and globalism, and it's a tragedy. It's a great American tragedy at the moment.
Todd Bubba Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. We love you, buddy. Thank you for spending so much time
with
us.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Enjoy it.
Come back tomorrow for Chip Glory Live.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.